The default setting is always something involving his wiener.
Oh, Billy. Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life.
Welcome to the Best Friends Fancast and Allison Rosen Fan Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lowry.
And I am your host, Rafael Marquez Castañeda, a.k.a. the Blue Bubble Boy, a.k.a. Henny Blanco, a.k.a. Henny Loggins, a.k.a. ASAP Rafi, a.k.a. Henny Roffers, a.k.a. DJ Scratch and Sniff, a.k.a.'s for Days, Rafi Dangerfield, Bitches Sam Tacky Daddy Range Look Like Laffy Raffy. How's it going, Lisa?
pretty great. Oh, wow. That was one breath. I'm good. How are you? Did I already say I'm good?
To be honest, I blacked out. I don't remember anything after the AKAs.
I think I did too. Tonight we will talk about the Monday episode with Ray Oldhoffer and the Thursday episode, Allison's Mean Segue, Wendy's Grudge, Philly Sports Chance. But first, let's introduce our special guest. We have in studio once again, Joanna. Welcome, Joanna.
Thank you. I'm very excited about the new equipment in here. It's very professional.
I'm so excited about it. I need to post pictures. It looks professional. I don't know how professional it is actually yet, but we're getting there. We each have our own mics. That's big.
It's huge. You don't have to huddle together anymore.
I know.
You can if you want to. But
well, I mean, we probably will.
Right.
Yeah, eating onions, and now I feel like it's not so bad. Mm-hmm. I tried to gargle first. I don't know. I don't know what I do. Anyway, also let's welcome Lee. Welcome, Lee.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are your chickens? Are they freezing their buns off?
Yeah, I'm down to one egg a day. You know, they don't lay eggs when it's 5 outside.
Ugh. I don't even know what 5
no
is like.
Yeah. Add 81 to that. That's where we're at.
Right.
That's a better plan.
It's not too bad. I like having, well, the air had to come on today. I'm not a big fan of air conditioning in January or February. It's kind of depressing.
The chickens will lay an egg at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and if I don't catch it quick enough when I get home at 5, the egg will freeze and split open.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't believe, good for whatever chicken is pumping one out at 5 degrees, because yeah. That's, I know chickens here, they're like, it's, yeah. 45 El Paso on
we
the...
have chickens and yeah. They're on strike. We just had like one big burst of eggs over 5 days and then nothing again.
So we get eggs and we get roaches. They're like, oh, cool. It's summertime. Mm-hmm. Ah, damn it. Well, that was disgusting. How about we start off with some shout outs? Rafi, do you have any shout outs?
I'll take this opportunity to shout out to my pal Megan, who we had a little disagreement on this Thursday episode. I'm sure we'll talk about that later. Shout out to Rachel for putting up with me and for going into the other room so I can be out here doing this nonsense every week. And I think that's it.
That's a well-rounded shout out. Lee, do you have any shout-outs besides to the one chicken that's laying an egg?
Yeah. no, I guess a shout-out to Megan, her scooter, now her bicycle. Seems like every time she tries to figure out a way to move around town, the thieves steal her stuff.
Stupid L.A.
I know.
I almost feel like we need to start a GoFundMe to get the balls, get her rolling. Through LA. All right, Joanna, do you have any shout outs?
I do not. I just have a shout out for the fancy new equipment. I
think it's awesome.
Exciting.
Thanks. That's also a shout out to Colonel Jeff because of this was recommended by his website.
He would be very proud.
Brought to you by Colonel Jeff. My shout out is to a present that I received over a year ago, 2 Christmases ago. I received Alexa. I finally just hooked it up and it's changed my life and I super love it. But I'm not only going to say that, but this is what I found when I was playing around with Alexa and I was trying to listen to Allison Rosen. Alexa, play Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend.
Getting the latest episode.
Damn it! Of course, now it's not going to work. Alexa, stop. Alexa! Stop! Well, that didn't work. Anyway, it started playing the song.
I can't find songs.
Fuck you, Alexa! Alexa, stop! You know what? I'm taking my shout out right back. Anyway.
Who are you, Alexa?
I will put this. Yes, Alexa, you can fuck right off. That's how much my love for her came in. That was literally, how it was the first day I got her. I'm like, I love this thing. This is awesome. And I'm like, 4 hours. I'm like, fuck you, Alexa. Why don't you listen? Anyway, my shout out goes to Alexa and the song that I was able to find through her. And I'll play a little clip here. It's an Alison Rosen song by Paparazzi and the Photog or something.
Seriously?
Yes. And the song started playing. I'm like, I'm trying to listen to it through the show. And I'm like, what is this? I've never heard this. Who is this guy? What is this? Anyway, so let's talk about Monday's show. Ray Oldhofer. I was a little bit nervous about him coming on for a few reasons. I think anytime Adam Carolla comes up, I kind of really don't want to hear anybody rehashing it anymore. And I know that Allison, I don't think she was able to ever get it all out in the beginning and vent. But at this point, I think she's fine not doing that. I think she probably did it with her husband and she's good. So whenever it kind of gets rehashed, I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's such old news. But I think having an outlet like Allison's show, which is kind of perfect for all of Adam's cast-offs, because they're all going to eventually probably call her up to say, hey, can I be on to air my grievances? So it was a lot less painful than I thought it was going to be. Anyway, I was apprehensive about it at first. I was hoping that it wasn't going to start a shitstorm for Allison, more than just, you know, her asking for questions and the one guy that pounced on it. But I don't know, have any of you heard any blowback since the episode?
No, it was very impressive. Yeah. I expected it. What does Ray Oldhofer have to offer? And then I listened to the show and went, wow, this is really amazing. What a misunderstood character he's been presented. I get the impression that Carolla insisted on locking him into the obnoxious, psychopathic character and never got a chance to really be who he is now.
I agree. Like, he just got pigeonholed into being Ray. What did he call himself? Crazy Ray or whatever. He said, like, that's my persona. And yeah, he does crazy things, but I think he kind of has to play it up. You're right. And it's pretty sad. It's also kind of the danger of maybe working with people that are your friends or family or people that you love, because then this happens. But also, Adam Carolla is a maniac, so.
Right.
So at some point, he just got so big that he just doesn't understand. He just doesn't see reality anymore. I think it's just kind of gone to the other side. He is the person that he used to make fun of, you know, those kind of people. But the fact that Ray has another brother, Ray, I remember that, but I really thinking about that your dad has a whole secret family and names another son Ray.
The same as you. Ray. Yeah, that's gotta mess with you a little bit.
Did he say there was possibly a third one, or mm-hmm. is that?
Yeah.
There was like a complete separate family.
So, yeah. That
possibly
was
a third family, yeah.
I think that would be an interesting reality show, just the three Rays. It's the, what's the show, Bob Newhart?
Oh, Daryl, Daryl, and Daryl.
Yes!
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Right.
Larry. Oh.
My brother Daryl. Yeah, my other brother Daryl.
Yeah, so that would be it.
Yeah.
It would be them. It would be Ray, Ray, and maybe the other Ray. I was even more excited, though, that Allison had a sticker club. I think she's touched on it a little bit, but she never went in depth as far as, you know, the signage for her club. I'm pretty jealous about it. I think if she started a sticker club now, it would be pretty rad.
I would, yes. And I do remember those little stickers she was talking about.
I was looking it up because I don't remember them. Ones. Yes.
Yep.
I looked
the bear?
Them up. Yes,
the bear.
The dress up bear.
Puffy stickers.
I was looking them up because I thought, okay, that'll be the next gift for everybody when I see if I can find them. But I couldn't find them even on eBay. But wow. Okay.
I do like the signage, though. It does remind me a little bit of, like, my friends and I tried to form our own babysitters club.
Oh, I wanted to do that so bad.
Uh-huh. And so we would have signs, but then reality is what parents going to call from like 4 to 6. To schedule babysitting. It doesn't work in real life. It doesn't translate. But yeah.
Aww.
I think I would have been part of that sticker club too.
Oh yeah. I would have been part of the sticker club. We would have been part of a babysitter's club together.
Yep.
I remember my sister and I, we could have really had this opportunity to be friends, but she would always put signs up to make everyone else was invited into a room except for me.
Aww.
Or she would say, Mom knock one, Dad knock twice, my brother Mike knock 3 times, Lisa knock 1,082. So decided at some point when I write my memoirs, you know, they're so going to be so interesting. There'll at least be a chapter called 1082 or like something. It. There'll be something in there.
And Ray asked her if she had ever, if she had the rainbow tape. And I wonder if that was that prismatic tape.
Yeah, I had not heard of this. I wasn't sure what that was either. Maybe
used to cover fishing lures with that stuff.
Oh, I know what that stuff is. Okay, I don't, yeah, I'm not sure. I kept thinking because, you know, the girl, our girls, Joanna and I, is she into the washi tape or whatever?
Yes.
There's like all, it used to be duct tape with all the colors, mm-hmm. and now it's this washi tape. Mm-hmm. So now I am getting everything mixed up. I'm like, I don't know what anything is anymore. Washi tape, real exciting stuff. So the whole Ray thing, one thing I felt bad about for him was, and it's something that I struggle with every week when I'm doing this show, I have a lot of thoughts and none of them come out. And I felt like he wanted to say so much and he was trying to go in too many different directions. And I think anybody that doesn't know the situation between Allison and Adam or between Adam and anybody would not understand this episode. I was trying to listen to it and think of it from other people and thinking
coming outside.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, did you get that too? Or do you just feel like it was self-explanatory?
Well, it just, he said he took a bunch of notes and had a bunch of notes ready. So he was expecting a lot more tension. And then over time, as Allison just started talking to him and got him to relax, and you could just hear that relief, you know, when he was saying, oh, I was so nervous. I had 3 pages of notes and this was so easy. And just, you know, he was complimenting her on how relaxed he made her, she made him feel. That was really nice. You know, he didn't have to say that on mic, you know, and just letting her know that I just think he had a lot of relief and just getting a chance to talk to a sympathetic someone, a little bit of a counseling session, whether she intended it that way or not.
It did seem like mm-hmm. that. And I think that he felt, I don't know if he's going to leave feeling like, I wish I could have really said more and like talked more shit on Adam, but it seemed like he was really like still saying how much he loved him and stuff. So I don't feel like he was really ready to just like hash it all out,
right.
Like throw it out there. Even though Carolla was totally ready to do it right away on his show, apparently. Ruffy, what did you think about the episode? What did you think about Ray?
I am in the minority of people, I think. I didn't really care for this episode just because I never liked Ray, and I still don't. Overall, the episode was fine, but I just don't think he had any reason to be on the show if it wasn't to bitch about Adam. And he didn't do that much, and I didn't want to hear that anyway, so no reason for me to ever hear this again.
Tell us what you really think.
But I do like that everyone came out, because I think I did see one person that Allison was tweeting with that he was saying some bullshit, but she had a bunch of people come out and say how great of an episode it was and how they really liked Ray on it. So I think that was good.
I loved his interaction with Colonel Jeff, too, when he said, oh, I haven't seen you in a coon's age. Or was it Colonel Jeff that said that? Just hearing them talk again, I wonder how that was, being together again. And the conversation before and after, I would have loved to hear. Just because that's too... Actually, I mean, Larry Miller doesn't go on Carolla anymore, I don't think. But Allison and Ray and Colonel Jeff all worked for him, and they're all gone. So it's interesting. Now it's going to be like this club. Mm-hmm. A club that they didn't want to be a part of, but it's a club nonetheless.
They just touched a little bit, started talking a little technical aspect. And Ray has a pretty high-end clientele. He's very skilled as a tradesman. So if he's able to present himself accordingly, his home improvement podcast should be great. I have never heard him give bad technical advice. The only shortcomings I've ever heard in Ray's technical advice as far as contracting and home improvement is he doesn't have a lot of experience in colder temperatures. So sometimes he was giving advice as it applied to vapor barriers and insulation and dead airspace that wasn't the best, but it simply comes from the fact that he's worked primarily in California and doesn't understand some of the needs of colder climates. But his technical skills are fantastic, especially in the tile and masonry areas.
I definitely wanted to hear that from you, because I was thinking he sounds like he knows what he's saying, mm-hmm. but and some of the things he was saying, I knew what he was talking about, but some of it, I have no idea what he was talking about. So I thought, okay, it'd be good to know from somebody that knows these things. Yeah, I think he'll do fine. I think it's great that he's got all his high-end jobs and his podcast that is coming out, or that is it already out? I'm not sure. But anyway, I agree with Raphael as far as if you're not promoting anything, you just really wanted to come on to talk, to say your side. But I think that's how I would have felt. Like, I want to come out and say what I need to say. But then he kind of didn't 100%. I don't know. Anyway, it was an interesting episode. Did all of you guys know exactly what he meant by toastering when he said it?
No, but the conversation that preceded that was hysterical. All of them trying to define their definition of toastering.
I just like how she, Allison wouldn't let go. She's like, but it's more like a hot dog. And then, you know, well, Jeff says, you know, I picture a phone being more like the shape of a piece of a toast. Piece of toast. I thought, yeah, exactly. For some reason, toastering to me, at first, I thought it had something to do with his wiener, so I didn't know what it meant. I just thought maybe he was, like, touching it on there and some stupid guy thing that I don't know.
The default setting is always something involving his wiener.
It's right. Yes. Default wiener. And then when he said butts, I'm like, oh, I picture exactly what toastering is. It was like, click. Real excited about that.
So what you're saying is you've never toastered?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
The night is young.
I'm going to leave my phone over here.
How do you know I wasn't already?
Dang it.
You know all those headphones and that microphone that you used? All toasted. Okay, so he brought Bill Pullman's orange to Allison. And I was so excited about this. First of all, it reminded me of two things. I Love Lucy.
Yep, that was mine.
Yes. Richard Widmark's Grapefruit.
Yep.
Lucy and Ethel Climb the Wall to get that. And it's one of my favorite episodes. And then when the first time I ever met Allison, Megan and I going backstage at midnight and Megan taking every single free piece of food that was Allison's or like anything that was on the table. Can I take this? Can I take that? And one of the things was an apple. And I think she had them sign it. And she was trying to figure out how to preserve it and all these other things. I'm like, we're Lucy and Ethel right now. We just stole her food. So the fact that he brought Bill Pullman's orange, I thought that was really, really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a lot of, do most people just have fruit trees in their lawns?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tons.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Well, I took, on the side of my driveway, we took out all the grass and I put in 9 fruit trees there. And then, of course, we have 3 more fruit trees on the other side and then an avocado tree. Just, that's all in the front yard. So I've got, what, was that 12?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
I don't know.
12. Oh, no, and then the kumquat tree on the porch. But in the back, tons of fruit trees. So.
Yeah, we have a lemon and a grapefruit.
We what even have kumquats? Sugar cane.
Are they like a little orange?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of. You eat the whole thing. So like a little orange that you eat the whole thing. It's really bitter and sweet skin, so it's an interesting flavor, but I made some jelly out of it recently and it was pretty good. Yeah, definitely different. Maybe if I can somehow package it and send it to you. We've got a plethora of citrus right now.
They'll be frozen stiff.
Because I don't have limes.
Okay, good. Well, we've got 4 lime trees and 2 of them I just had to take all the fruit off. I'm like, okay, it's time. By the way, the fruit trees that are right by our beehives, we've got 3 fruit trees over on that side, and the fruit is like going nuts right now. So I don't think it's a coincidence that the ones by the beehive are like really happy. Mm. But we're gonna have a lot of oranges again soon. So anyhow, lots of citrus talk here in orange.
We got corn.
Citrus talk.
Corn. Not even good corn. We make most of it into fuel.
Wow.
Okay, one more side note. I already gave you a shout out for this, but I wanted to thank you, Lee, for... So I guess this is another shout out for the package of awesome stuff that you sent me. What's really funny is we have a neighbor. He has a house in South Dakota, and my husband just became friends with him, and he's like, this guy's so cool. He does this, he does that, and he has, like, I guess a vacation home in South Dakota, so they're always going out there. They have an RV with South Dakota license plate. So we get the box, and all the chips come out, and he's like, oh, can I give a bag of those to Lee? And I'm like, how'd you know his name? And he's like, no, our neighbor, Lee. I'm like, are they all named Lee from South Dakota?
We're very creative people.
Anyway, super awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, they used to grow the potatoes out here for most of your frozen french fries, or a lot of your frozen french fries. Then potato plant closed, so the place that makes the potato chips, they grow their own potatoes, and they've got their own farmers. So the only people left growing potatoes out here is the Campbell Farms that make the Dakota-style potato chips.
Super good. The jalapeno ones, I was surprised at actually how spicy they were, because usually jalapenos, it's a hint of spice. These were like, okay, these have some spice to them. They were good.
Okay, well, good.
Yes. All right. I really feel like baths. We need to talk about baths here. I hate that word, and I won't say it again.
Baths?
Yes. It's gross. Maybe it's because it doesn't have a definite bath. You have to say it bath like that.
Right.
For you to understand it. Because you didn't understand it when I said it right. quickly. I take a bath every single night. So, here's the thing. It all started... First of all, it always seemed indulgent. I didn't understand who has time to take a bath. I never had time. The other side of it was Allison said, what are you doing there? It's like, okay, I've got both of those things covered now. Now that my kids are older, I feel like now it's the only place I can go that I don't get interrupted. Because my husband's like, Mom's taking a bath, everyone quiet, blah, blah, blah. Like, he makes a big giant deal that everyone's got to be quiet. I don't even like, I'm done and I'll still stay in there. I'm like checking my phone. I got my tablet in there. Like I hang out in there. Showers, I also shower in the dark, but that's another thing too. That always starts coming out when you're here, Joanna.
I didn't even say anything.
I just realized I'm spilling my guts. I'm like, damn it. Anyway, I feel like I never had time for it before. There was no way. It was like, if I had time to take a shower, I was lucky. If I had time to put an eyebrow on, I was lucky.
Just one.
Grow my bangs long enough to cover it if I can, you know, get away with not doing them every day. But anyway, it's definitely something that I do for myself every single day now. And I felt super selfish at first. And I'm like, this is the one thing that I have. Until I started doing the podcast, this was literally the first thing I started doing for myself is podcast and taking a bath. And I realized, Rafi, you're probably thinking it's because I'm an old lady. And you're right. Where do you sit in baths?
I probably take a bath once every 3 years. I shower daily. I want people to take that drop out of context. Yep. But it does seem like a delightful relaxation activity if you do it right. But I just don't have a good tub is the problem.
Oh, mine sucks. But I have tons of books that I need to read. And it's like the perfect reason to just like... And of course, the used books I'll bring in there because they get all wet and right. like warped. But whatever. And I'm not a coal mine worker, so you're not going to be dirty getting out of it. Like, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know if people know how soap works. My shit's irrigated. That sounded really bad. Everything is spick and span. Clean as a whistle. Lee, where do you stand on baths? Please let me stop talking.
Well, once I'm all salty, I take what's known as a cat bath, which is I just kind of lay on the floor and let the pets lick away at me.
Oh, my God.
With their scratchy little tongues. It's delightful.
I need to take a bath just listening to that. And you know what? Honestly, admitting that I take a bath, I feel like it's really embarrassing. And I know, like, even Rafi, when you were saying I take a bath once every 3 years, as soon as you said that, I was like, ugh, boys in the bath. That sounds gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's delightful.
I'm jealous, actually, that you take a bath every night because... To me, it is. It is that luxurious thing that I feel like my anxiety gets in the way of, like, I don't have time to do this. I have to do this, this, and this. I can't sit in here for 20 minutes. So when I do enjoy it. So,
and I don't know why it took me so long to get over that anxiety. Because I would tell myself, oh, I should be doing this. I should be doing that. I should just hop into the shower, take 5 minutes, and then get back to working. It's like it's nice once you finally give in. Because I've taken the wine away from myself during the week.
Me too.
So now I have this feeling...
That sounded really depressing.
Me too.
I know.
But now I have this, as soon as it's around this time, you know, around 3 or 4, my mouth used to be going, where's that wine at? Now I don't have that anymore. It only took about a week to get over that. But now I have that, oh, it's almost bath time. That's like, I can take my Benadryl soon. Like, that means I can get to go to sleep soon. It's just... It's the wind down, and the kids leave me alone. They won't even leave me alone doing anything. I cannot do anything mm-hmm. without them up my butt. Like, nothing. Give in to it, and you
so if
do
your butt's
get
in
clean.
The tub, they can't get up it.
Yes.
You know, another reason that I think I don't like baths is that it seems wasteful. I'm sure it's probably the same, if not less water than I use in the shower. But, like, just seeing a full tub, and then when you pull that plug or whatever, and it just drains down, it's like... That's how much, like, you can visibly see just how much water you're just literally throwing down the drain. It just seems wasteful.
You have me there. You are correct. Now, at our old house, I used to take buckets and go out and water the yard with it, which maybe is not that great. But there's also gray water systems that you can put in your house to reuse your water. But, yes, it is wasteful. And it uses probably, like, 3 times as much as a shower.
Yeah. We have a it's actually a sump pump and a garden hose. We just run it out the bathroom window and we water our garden with it.
That's perfect. Yep. I got lazy, though. Our tub is very tiny, though. I mean, I think I probably have bruises on my elbows from being squished.
That's my
in
other
there.
Thing is, like, I just wish I had a bigger tub.
Yeah. Someday. Someday.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else from Monday?
Since
we had so much talk on baths.
Yes. All right. So my only thing is, from my perspective, why in the hell is Adam's dad his therapist? That is not okay.
Yes. Okay. Especially,
and he has a weird relationship with him, too. Like, he drives him places. And I also, I mean, not knocking anybody who's been in therapy for a long time, but 25 years with the same therapist seems a little...
And that's every week.
Weird, too.
Do you think that you are not progressing if you have to go every week to a therapist? Okay. This is also, everyone who doesn't know, is coming from a therapist. Joanna is one.
Sorry.
I feel like everyone does know, so we just talk
into
this.
And I am a very, like, solution-focused therapist, where it's like, if you are coming for a year or 2 years, then we need to change what we're doing. Because I've had people come back, like, okay, I see them for 6 months, things are good, and then something else comes up. And that I think, is more common. But I just feel like your best friend's dad shouldn't be your therapist. There's plenty of therapists in LA. He can find someone else. So that was just my...
It is very strange.
Yeah. And the way he just talked about him, like, oh, yeah, he's like, almost like he was a father figure to him.
Right. So now he's codependent almost on his...
therapist.
On his therapist. And the weird thing is like, what a bad relationship that Adam and his dad have.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to go see his dad.
And talk about Adam.
And that, on the other side, it does seem very weird, very twisted.
It's a dual relationship.
So, and now he's still going to go back. He's still going to see him.
Right.
It's just, yeah, you're right. That is a very strange relationship.
Yeah.
Rafi, anything else?
No.
Lee, anything else for Monday?
Not really, but I do like discussion of the therapist thing. I've always just been kind of curious what that's all about.
This whole situation, how did he even become his therapist? I mean, how do you...
Because 25 years ago, he had to have been, like, what, in his 20s?
Yeah, because he's, what, 50?
Yeah, so they were better friends at that time. And I feel like it's just weird to say, hey, your dad's a therapist.
I should come see him.
Right.
It is very weird. Hey, you have a strained relationship with your dad, and how about if I go see him as my therapist? And I think Ray is not giving up hope that he and Adam are going to be friends again, and I don't think it's in the cards.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's very early, a very, very, very long relationship they've had since childhood, very early in the post-friendship. So there's a little bit of, I suppose it probably the same process as grieving, a little bit of denial going on.
True. I think the fact that Adam right away wanted to get on air and air all of it.
Which he did his with Allison. Side,
was, yeah. Like, as soon as he got blowback from all of Allison's fans. Let's talk about Thursday. We were her little mascarpone-covered lady fingers, sent in by January Marie. I love that name, January. It's so cool. Also, I think she tried to join the Best Friends Fancast group on Facebook a long time ago, and I'm like, I don't know anybody named January. That sounds familiar. She didn't have any mutual friends. I'm like, eh. And I couldn't find her again. But anyway, I can't imagine there are a lot of Januaries that
probably
are fans
not.
Of Allison trying to join the group, and she's like, wow, thanks, guys. Anyway, she's on Patreon. Okay,
do you get many people on your Facebook group? Do you get many people that you don't approve?
I always have about 8 to 10 that are just kind of hanging out there because I don't know. And before, I couldn't add questions on there. And now I've added questions so people have to answer them to be able to get in. I just okayed someone that didn't know Allison's husband's name, didn't know how many kids she had, but kind of knew the name of her show.
Whoa.
So I almost was like, that one was in there for about a week. The other ones, there's a lot of Middle Eastern guys.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be racist, so I look at the thing and try and see if we have friends in common, or they're usually just, they're members of, like, a lot of groups. So if there are a lot of groups and I don't know who they are, I just kind of delete them. But then there are some that I think, well, maybe they'll message me because they've been waiting for so long to be a part of this. So yeah, I just added one new person. And like I said, she put AR is your new best friend as the name of the show.
That's close enough.
Yeah, but she didn't know her husband and didn't know how many kids. I'm like, maybe you're really, really new. really new.
That's dicey to not even know Daniel. That's true.
Right.
That's funny. I occasionally get people, because someone added me to the Jenna Kim Jones group, so I occasionally get people requesting to be in it, and then it's like, I'll look at their thing, and as long as it's not like, you know, they're not, I can tell that they're not weird.
Well, especially with Jenna's page, you can tell. I'm on that one too, is
and then, whatever you call it. I'm just like, I don't go onto that page, so I'm just like, approve.
Oh, great.
But first I look to make sure they're not weirdos. And then I'm like, fuck it, go ahead.
Okay, so the one that you just recently let in, was it someone from Washington?
I mean, I could check. I don't remember. I just know it was a woman, and she seems like a perfectly nice person.
Was her profile picture like a sports team thing? She asked, whoever it was, asked to be a part of both groups. That's why I was like, okay, she must know. Mm-hmm. What's going on, but she didn't. She was the one that didn't know Allison, so maybe she's sorry or not sorry.
Maybe
more of a fan of that.
I feel like I just approved one recently, too.
It might be the one. I think he made us all admins. Everybody!
Just fascinated by the idea of if someone was to look at my profile and stuff and go, he's a weirdo.
As long as you don't have like a gun in your hand and like.
Who's the guy in the sidecar? Why is he smiling like that? I don't trust him.
All right. What did everybody do for the Super Bowl? This whole Super Bowl talk was just like, oh my gosh. Sometimes when Allison doesn't remember something and she just wants to keep on. Number one, she's right. Whenever people talk about sports, that's how I'm like, bah, 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 bah. Like, I don't hear anything. But I do love going to the Super Bowl. Not for the game, but I do love going to parties. It's a lot of, not to the Super Bowl, to Super Bowl parties. What did everybody do, Joanna?
We went to a party at a friend's house, which I like doing too.
Yeah.
Because I just like hanging out and eating food and drinking. And
it's like, I love parties. And there's a certain energy, if you're not with a bunch of dicks.
Right.
That the game's on, you're kind of half paying attention. You kind of pick a team that you all of a sudden care about for that night and or day. And you're having snacks and hanging out with your friends. And it's fun. It's always good energy and a fun time. Always. Rafi, did you go to any Super Bowl parties?
No, my friend invited me, but I didn't feel like going to hang out with him and his in-laws. I was like, it's going to be pretty lame. I don't want to just hang out with these people just for the free food. So just hung out here with Rachel and watched it. And I can't find the person who requested me to be in Jenna's group, but then again, I can't work Facebook that well, so who cares? I just watched it at home.
What about you, Lee?
I just watched it here with my family and a little puppy bowl. Watch some puppy bowl.
Now that I can get into it, as much as I love dogs. But I did see some of it, I think. I don't know. I was a little bit buzzed by the time. I went to the Elks Lodge for their party, and they started it at 11. I'm like,
that's so dangerous.
Yeah, it's number one, dangerous. But then I told my husband, I said, the game doesn't start till 3:30 or whenever it started. I'm like, this is perfect. We can have a whole party before it even starts. Like, we don't even have to pretend to care. Yeah, got a little bit buzzed. Pretty cool. I don't understand why people watch sports. It's weird to me. I understand playing sports. I think that's cool. I think it's important in life. I wish that my kids did that. But other than that, I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. To be like, my team, our team. Like, you did nothing except for sit on your asshole. And was born in a city that was close to theirs.
A friend of mine rigged the camera that flies over the field on the wire. So I was just looking around to look at his cool camera that he set up. He gave me the technical breakdown on how the camera works, the one that goes over top of the field and flies down right at the player level and everything. And he was showing me how that worked. Now, that was pretty cool. So it was worth watching for me just for the spiffy camera that I knew who set it up.
Yeah, that's cool. And also, if there's gambling, I'm like, I can get all of my loves. Drinking, eating, and gambling all in one. I'm in. And hanging out with my friends. Yeah, that too. Yeah, it's all good. It's fun.
Did you win any bets?
The end of the night is kind of hazy. And I think I left with my raffle tickets in my pocket. And, I put my name on some squares. I kind of just forgot what I bet on. That's the other hazard. Anyhow, I don't think I did. Otherwise, somebody pocketed my money.
That's quite possible, too.
It probably would happen.
Those Elks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, big time. Big time. Big time what? What are you even saying? Okay, grudges.
Oh.
Okay, I can hold a grudge like not as bad as Wendy, but I am the same where I will remember why I'm mad at somebody. I'll remember every detail. I hold a grudge, but I very easily will let it go if someone came and said, acknowledge what they did wrong or apologize. Like, that is so huge to me. And I think I hold the grudge because I'm like, I don't want to just forget about it. Whenever people say, you know, time heals everything, it's like, whoever says that must have done a lot of bullshit in their life, because you're just hoping that time's going to go by and I'm going to forget that you were a jerk to me. Mm-hmm. No, thanks. No, I do remember. I do have that also for a long time, not anymore. I did hold on to those grudges from high school like Wendy did, but going back and seeing some of how they all turned out was kind of like, yeah, I think I'm okay. Not so bad. Doing pretty good. Seeing some of just even recently went to a party and, like, same as Allison, like, ran into, like, one of the top bitch girls, and she was all strung out on something. Her kid had been taken away from her, and I'm just like, okay. Ooh. She's like, can I have your number? We should catch up. I'm like, you never would have talked to me. Never, ever. But anyway, grudges. I hold grudges, other people's grudges, even more than mine, also. Where someone else has a beef with someone, I'm like, all right, I'm going to kill him. Let's go. Where's my knife? Oh.
I feel like as an adult, I don't hold grudges as much, but I still have those, like Wendy. Like, I have those even elementary school, middle school, high school grudges that I don't think I'll ever let go of. And I could tell you every single one of them. And one of them is a famous person, well, sort of famous now, if you're into sports, which
obviously
not. But I still have a grudge against Matt Barnes, who I went to high school with, who plays professional basketball. Don't ask me what team. I think he was maybe on the Lakers for a while, or the Clippers, or somewhere around here. Okay. Or the Kings. You know what? I don't know.
Sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah. But he went to my high school, and he pissed me off because he embarrassed me in front of, aww, like, the whole quad when I tried to ask someone to a dance.
Oh, my
and
God!
And I will never forget it.
That's horrible!
And he's still a jerk.
Of course.
I mean,
and now he's, like, doing well, so it's even worse.
Yeah, but he'll
probably get caught up in all of this, like, man stuff.
I think he taken in trouble for beating his wife.
This like whooper daughter beater.
Okay, so whooper.
Is it whooper daughter beater?
Whooper.
By the way, women, if you want to get taken seriously, whooper daughter
is not the way.
No. Okay, Rafi, go.
Sorry, I need to know more. First of all, can you start by telling us the story?
Mine?
Of you asking a guy out for a
dance. So, you know, there's the dance where you have to ask the girl out.
Oh,
the guy.
Sadie Hawkins?
Yes. And I believe it was like lunchtime in the quad area. And that group of people, you know, I wasn't in the cool group. But I thought, for some reason, I don't know where I got this idea that I could ask this guy and he would say yes. Not Matt Barnes, but his friend. So I think I did something like I was just going to hand him a note and run away because it's about as brave as I could get in front of him.
That's pretty brave, anyway, to have to ask a guy.
I don't know where I got the idea that that was a good idea, but probably one of my friends was like, yeah, you should. And so I think I was asking for him, or I handed him the note or something, and Matt made some big comment in front of everybody. Like, I was trying to do it, like, on the DL.
Right.
And run, and then he like called me out and laughed.
Oh!
And I ran away.
I feel like you and I were both Don Wiener.
So I looked it up, and he has played for many California teams: the Clippers, the Kings, the Lakers. And last year, he won a championship with the Golden State Warriors, that shitty team. And he did in 2010 get arrested for suspicion of domestic violence.
Which that made me feel a little bit better, not for the wife, but at least I know that he's still just a jerk to everybody.
And what do jerks get, but they win championships. So
yeah.
Not anymore. Finally, people are like, you know what? Here's
you
the thing.
Shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Lee, what about grudges? You hold grudges?
Still. Yeah, forever. There's no, no time limit. No. There's a good reason when someone reveals that part of their character, and yep, I'll hold a grudge for life.
And that is true. That's exactly what it is. It's sometimes people will say, oh, you're just being bitter or whatever. It's like, no, I just want to protect myself from that person ever hurting me again or someone like that, because you're aware of the signs, or you're going to hold a grudge against this person because they're a piece of crap. So I'm not just going to say, oh, I just forget. I'm sorry. I know we talked about this before, going to church and the forgiveness and all that stuff. It's like, I can't forgive my enemies. I really could try, but I can't. Sorry. I hold
it. It is weird when people crapped on you, you know, back in high school and stuff, and then they see you some years later. You know, there's a reason we haven't interacted in 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or if you haven't changed, you're still a jerk. Yes. If you haven't changed, you're still a jerk. If you have changed, you're a stranger. Either way, stay away from me.
The craziest thing was Allison's that she ran to said, oh, I was really, didn't she have like a self-awareness thing about it?
Yeah, so that I like.
That was crazy. The people that are shitty to me, they have no idea, number one, who I even am now or then.
Right.
I will not have any memory of how they treated me ever. That, you know, it's just, it's only in my head, and it's never. And if I ever brought it up, they'd be like, nerd alert. No, there's a reason. They need to be put in their place. You got to hold a grudge. It's fine. It's a nice, healthy grudge. See, the therapist told me so. Go, whooper daughters. Yep. Yay. Okay. Speaking of that, basic woman.
Oh, my gosh.
For starters, the beginning. Okay, up until we got to basic woman, I feel like this whole episode, they were talking about lemon and what it means to get a lemon. I kind of felt like this episode was a lemon. I feel bad for saying that, but it was kind of like, you know, when someone's trying to make a joke and it's kind of like not getting there, and then they keep on trying and keep on trying. That's kind of how I felt with this episode. It was kind of like they usually click, all of them, and sometimes Wendy does take over too much, and she kind of did a little bit, but I felt like the improv was just kind of like going nowhere and nowhere, and it was like not getting saved. But this basic woman thing was really funny to me. That part was good.
Oh my God, Lisa, there have been many occasions when you and I have been on the same wavelength, and this is yet another, because the argument I had with Megan via text, it was not really an argument,
ooh,
but she tweeted last night, like, I fucking love Wendy on ARIYNBF or something like that. And I texted her, I was like, I do not agree with your assessment, because I don't want to hear an hour and a half of weird-ass fucking improv bits. Like, there's, like, no natural conversation. It's just, like, her sledgehammering a fucking bit into every available second that she has.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, it's funny sometimes. Oftentimes it's not. You're winning me over yet again, Lisa. We're on the same wavelength there.
I feel also Daniel tries to participate, and he's not as quick as them, or he also wants to be the balance of, I'm going to improv, but also be a normal conversation, and you'll get real, like, just steamrolled if you try and, like, butt in. Colonel Jeff tried to get in there this time. A couple of times he said something funny. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that one didn't really land. But it's just, improv to me makes me stressed out only because I don't know how to do it. I'm bad at it. So sometimes it stresses me out to hear other people doing it, especially if it starts getting kind of bad. But then I'm also admire the people that can do it. But it goes on for too long. And then it's just, okay, let's wrap this up somehow.
I did enjoy, last week I enjoyed Sexy Skeleton.
And we didn't even mention that on here either, because somehow they can take some improv and it gets funny, and then it's like this hilarious thing, and then they can move on to something else. Mm-hmm. I feel like this one was just like on and on and on. It's just, please. But David Huntsberger's turtle voice made me laugh out loud. Like, just, I think I guffawed. I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what a turtle sounds like. It has to if they talk. Lee, what did you think?
I loved the idea of how every time she brought it up, but it's the turtle ran away. I'm thinking, how long did that take? Some heads up on that one.
The basic woman doll was funny. That bit went on a little too long, but it was at least pretty funny.
Yeah.
Just the visual of it, of actually having like the basic woman Barbie just kind of punched over. It did sound a lot like me, but then there was a lot, like most women, we're all pretty basic, right?
Yeah.
Life has definitely got me down. That's true. I just need to take a bath.
There you go.
Did she say the basic woman has a handgun in her purse?
Yes. And mace.
And mace. That's what I thought. Oh, she didn't get so, she's not so basic anymore.
Annie Oakley.
There you go.
Yeah, she's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Didn't they say, oh, never mind. I'm not going to get on to Annie Oakley. All right. So they were talking about the Allison-related foods, and they started talking about something kind of different about making each other eat what their weird foods are or something like that. What I was thinking is having a party with Allison-themed foods. It might be the saddest party I ever throw. Imagine having salad with, doesn't she put Splenda on it?
Yes.
Or Truvia or something? I mean, what other ideas should we be serving at this super sad party?
Oh,
Lean cuisines that aren't stirred.
Right. Lots of I can't believe it's not butter.
Salisbury steak Lean cuisine, right? Is that the one she likes?
Yeah.
It seemed like the one she... Oh, we have to get the Vegetal. The Vegetal? What is that?
Vegetal.
The canned? Vegetal?
Vegemite.
Not Vegemite.
Vitamin to Vegemin?
She really does, though. Like, I do worry about her eating.
I do, too. It's very sad.
And even, like, on... I think it was on Monday's show, but she was talking about eating hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
And then she had just threw in there, but I don't eat the yolks because they're too fattening. I'm like, it's an egg.
And that hurt me on many levels. For starters, hurt me. For starters, an egg is a perfect protein. So if you eat it all, it's actually good for you.
Yes.
Okay, for that. Now you're eating an egg white. It's gross. Why do you even want to eat that? There's plenty of other things to eat. And the fact that it's getting caught up in your throat is a very weird thing.
No, that happens to me.
Okay. Okay, maybe okay. I was going to say drink some water, but she doesn't like water. Okay. The other part is having chickens. They go through a lot of goddamn work to put out an egg every single day, and you're going to throw away the goddamn fetus?
Well, don't call it a fetus, because then I don't want to eat it.
The unfertilized fetus? I mean, no. You're going to throw away the... I mean, they work hard to make an egg. Mm-hmm. So after having chickens, I felt guilty for ever having egged a house. Anything that goes into wasting eggs, I find deplorable.
Poor chickens.
I know.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Poor frozen butts.
The frozen eggs are weaponized.
Ooh, that would be even better to throw. Okay, now, let's not do that. But then, can you imagine her trash just full of egg yolks? The trash man's like, what in the hell is going on in this household?
Can't you make, like, deviled eggs using the yolks?
Yeah, but she wouldn't do that. That would be adding mayonnaise. That would be right. Like adding the devil to Satan.
To the egg. Hence the name.
Yeah, eat the whole thing. Anything else from Thursday?
Nope.
Awesome. Let's talk about JMOs. I can hear my echo. Can you hear me? Echoing?
No.
Okay. Sweet. All right. Joanna, did you pick a JMO?
I did. I always forget to write down because I'm usually driving who said it, but the trying to roll up the windows at the same time and which window wins, I do that.
You do that?
Yes. You can't do all four at once. Because you have to have, like...
My driver's side one does where it goes by itself, and it's, like, way faster than the others. So yeah. I'm like, wait! Yeah, no, I don't.
Or my kids will race each other rolling their windows up.
I've had mine break so many times where the window either falls down or won't roll down. So I'm like, nobody play with the windows!
Well, it's not like a repeated game, like, up, down, up.
Sure. That's what I see when I see you driving around town. Just windows up and down. Do you guys play this window game?
Jeff pointed it out that if you hold multiple buttons down and whichever one you let up, you'll let up on one and the others will go up that much faster. I don't understand that because each door has its own motor. I've never understood why if you push all the buttons at once, why some of the windows go slower. Jeff pointed it out even. He was right, but it just mechanically, I haven't figured out why that happened. Yeah, if you push all the buttons to go up at the same time and then like release just one of them, the others will go up much faster once they're not pushing that additional load.
Well, here's a new game for you and your kids to play.
Can't wait.
Guess what I learned tonight, guys?
It's going to be wild Friday night tomorrow.
Our windows are all frozen right now. I don't think they would open.
Oh, can you imagine living like that?
No, I couldn't.
I imagine that's what hell would be like. Like, heaven is banjo music and hell is 5 degrees. Lee, did you pick a JMO?
I did not. None of them really stuck out.
There weren't a lot, but then I think there were a couple that stood out to me. Just, Rafi, I'm pretty sure you didn't pick one.
No.
All right, I made comments on two. Angela P., she sent in, this is a weird one to send in, but the conversation coming from it made me think of things that I do think of in my life. And she was talking about seeing like a wedding ring or engagement ring on a garage sale site as part of like, hey, look what we have. I've never looked at that and thought, oh, I need to go to that sale, or I don't know. I just guess I don't really look at the pictures on garage sales. I just drive around looking for them. I do have that feeling of when I go to estate sales, like the same what Ray was saying, where somebody put their blood, sweat, and tears into making an Afghan and they're like basically throwing it away. And I've bought things that I felt bad for at sales.
Or I've walked through estate sales that are very sad. My mom has made us promise that if we ever do an estate sale for her, that we have to get rid of a bunch of stuff. Because she said she walked through one where it was like the woman's bras and pantyhose.
Yes. And that is not one of the things I bought because I felt bad for them. But I felt bad for a photo album that I saw that still had all of their family pictures. And I'm like, not one person alive wants this. So I'm like, I have to buy this. It has to have some meaning. So my husband and I kind of went through them and looked at pictures. And we just kind of made up stories of like, oh, I bet, you know, this guy was like the crazy uncle or whatever. Trying to give it some new life. It's a little weird and creepy, but it made me feel sad. And a lot of things I like are things that have already had a life before anyway. So my favorite thing is to go to estate sales and give something new life. Even if it's just a dollar, it's like, you know what? It's going to come to a new home and it's going to have a new life here. It's not just going to go into the trash. So I think there's a happiness and sad about it. But I do often think about things, well, I don't think of it often enough, but things being cursed, because I have so many vintage things and I never think about what if their spirit, not spirit, but like energy, like Allie Ward was talking about on her podcast, Ologies, and I think it was the geologist one where she was saying with crystals and stuff, you need to cleanse them and put your own energy into them or you're going to bring other people's negative energy. And I often think like, what if that happens with people's old items? That I don't know if that's true or not, but it's, I have a lot of old stuff and maybe that's why my life's so shitty. Therapist? No.
No.
Damn it.
Not that kind of
thing. That's not the reason. Oh, she's over here doing like some spells on some stuff.
I'm not
new. Don't worry. Ah, damn it. All right. The other one, Shira, shout out to Shira because she's our friend, that she said there should be a sarcastic emoji. And in my mind at first, I was like, oh, it should be Jerry Seinfeld. But I think Colonel Jeff said it perfectly that it should be Chandler from Friends. That's exactly right. But I do believe that emojis are to add a sarcastic note anyway. Just be like, oh, whatever. Oh, that should be the face. Which also led to the hobo signs, which is something I already knew about from, I think it came around during the Depression. It's kind of their street language, so they knew where they could get food or go to get a job or sleep or whatever. I never actually looked any of the signs up, but after Colonel Jeff was talking about the kind-hearted lady picture, it was like a cat. I'm looking at him like he was spot on. The ones he was saying, I'm looking down, I'm like, oh my God, he knows his hobo language. Oh, and I learned something new too. Hobo is for homeless vagabond.
Oh,
I never knew that.
I didn't.
The hobo capital of the United States is in Britt, Iowa, not that far from here. I've been there, and they have an annual hobo jamboree where all the hobos come in on the rails. They ride the rails and set up and have a big party in Britt, Iowa once a year.
Wow. We have a pretty huge vagrant population. It's not so much of hobos anymore. We've got,
they're not as classy as hobos.
Although, you know, it's becoming our own skid row. L.A. has theirs.
It's awful.
We've got a whole different situation. And it's different than people who are down on their luck. It's people that don't want to change or take help. And it's an interesting situation that our city is facing at the moment. Nobody's riding the rails. They're doing rails. And I don't see a lot of sardine cans.
No.
But, or, what are bindle sticks?
Bindle, yeah.
Yeah, more like just bindles. But can I have more drug references, anybody? Anyway, the whole hobo language, I felt like it's kind of like it's not the right word. The romance of, I am obsessed with a lot of Depression era everything, but it's a really sad time. It's not like, it's different. And it's just the whole thing. I love hearing any kind of story from that. And I was reminded, thanks to good old Colonel Jeff. I never really talk about more about hobos, like really?
Yeah. Well, that's about that.
All right. Well, let's end the show on that. God. All right. Yeah, that is a good place to end it. If you guys want to be on the show, email bffancast@gmail.com. If you want to be in my dining room recording with us, March 24th, hit me up also because it's going to be a lot of fun. We may or may not have a special guest helping us. Follow the show on Twitter @BFFancast. Follow me @JMOs and BFFs. I almost said JMOs and Bobos. I should say JMOs and Hobos.
Ooh, someone grabbed that one.
Oh my God. gosh. Joanna, where can we find you?
You can find me at Joanna_Bowman49.
Lee, where can we find you?
On Twitter, Real Lee Bruns.
And Rafi?
Don't find me. Better yet, go and listen to the herpetology episode of Ologies, where Allie Ward mentions that her brother is in a metal band, and I, of course, had to ask her who he was and what band he's in. I was assuming it was going to be, like, some tiny band no one's ever heard of, but she told me that her brother is Lee Altus from the band Exodus, and he joined the band in 2005, so if you want to hear his awesome riffs and or solos, you can check out their album, Shovel-Headed Kill Machine, which is pretty dope. Also, if you listen to the Horology episode, or as I say, Orology, I don't know why I put the H in there, you'll know that Cameron Weiss was on her podcast as well, and he just started a podcast with a guy called Matt Farah, who does car stuff and is a watch guy. It's called Watch and Listen. You can either listen to it on iTunes or whatnot, or you can watch it on YouTube because they have a lot of watches and they teach you about them. And it's a great way to get into watches if you want to learn about them. And I guess RMC Guitars on Twitter, but that doesn't really matter.
You know, I laughed at you and made fun of you for the whole watch podcast. But after listening to that episode, I'm like, I need a watch. I want to know more. I want to meet this guy. I want to hear everything. So it's interesting.
Yeah, and the podcast is a good intro for newbies to get into watches because Matt Farah's not a watch guy. Cameron Weiss has worked for two of the big three, AP and Vacheron as well. So go listen to those and then talk to me about watches because I don't know anyone else who gives a shit about watches.
Also listen to Allison on Maisel Boys and the JJ Go. I guess I can say Jordan Jesse Go episode from Sketchfest should be out. So go listen to her on those shows. And Brittany, I love you. Thank you and good night.
But it does seem like a delightful relaxation activity if you do it right. Hold the microphone like a grudge. Be a hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent. I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily. So pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it fiend. Waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the R, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later. Cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick. And I take it for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple stage darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.